Happy Wednesday and happy Gardening with Sharon time. It is brought to you by Teal's Greenhouse in Bruderheim. Yeah, they do vegetables all year long, you know. Hydroponics. Go find out about it. They have such a cool thing out there, don't they, Sharon?
Oh, it's lovely. Just lovely.
Okay, everybody out there, chip and ice, de-icing, and we're in the thaw and the freezing right now. We're putting lots of product down on our sidewalks. You want to talk about that this morning?
Yeah, we need to get a grip.
Yeah, ba-dum-bump.
So what I wanted to talk about is I wanted to highlight eco-friendly traction products for, you know, sidewalks and driveways that are right next to lawns and flower beds. De-icing products that have salts in them, Jackie Ray, and it's a combination of salts. It's not just sodium chloride, but it's some other salts as well. They have a very high salt concentration to melt the ice, right? So what happens with that salt is the salt gets shoveled into the flower beds in the snow, right? Or gets onto the grass or whatever. And when we have our authentic real spring thaw, those salts end up going into basically the edge of the flower bed. Sometimes it gets into the middle, depending where the snow lands. What happens is when you get a higher concentration of salt in the flowers themselves, you can end up getting stunted growth and leaf burning on annuals and perennials. And what that looks like is it looks like yellowed, brown, dried leaf tips or leaf centers.
And that's why you see a lot of times shrubs along driveways. They might start out well, but then they never do survive. So what do you recommend we purchase?
So there are chemical-free products out there, and it could be like just sand, it could be pea gravel, but another really cool product out there is now it's just volcanic minerals, and they're inert, and the good news about those is any of those products, when you sweep them into, you don't want to really get pea gravel in your lawn, but when you sweep those products into flower beds and stuff, it just becomes part of the inorganic matter, but it keeps flower beds loose, but it's not damaging and chemical-free. Yeah, it won't damage the flower beds at all.
Okay, so volcanic minerals. And
yeah.
Gardening with Sharon, where do we find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and my website under the name Gardening with Sharon.